You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has written a letter to the Marist brothers, who are celebrating the bicentenary of their foundation, and encouraged them to help build a better world. Remarking on their primary mission, which is the education of young people, the Pope said, "An educator's work is one of constant devotedness, demanding sacrifice, but it is a work of the heart, and that is what makes it both different and sublime." In his letter addressed to the Superior General of the Marist Brothers, a religious community of more than 3,000 working to impart an education to some 600,000 young people in Marist schools around the world, Pope Francis reflected on the Order's 2 centuries of existence, which, he said, have been transformed into a great story of devotedness to children and young people, welcoming them from over the 5 continents and forming them into good citizens and, in particular, into good Christians. However, he said, it is not enough simply to reflect on the past. It is also necessary to discern the present. Thus, the Pope invited the brothers to examine themselves in the light of the spirit of the Order's founder, Saint Marcelin Champagnat, who was an innovator in the fields of education and formation, and who aimed to highlight the potential that each child has hidden within. In order, he said, to be able to go out, to sow and cultivate the ground entrusted to him, the religious educator must take care of his own interior field and be aware that the ground he is working and shaping is holy. By your devotedness and effort, faithful to the mission you received, he said, you will contribute to the work of God, who is calling you to be simple instruments in his hands. Finally, he encouraged them to be open to the future with hope and to contribute, through their example, to the creation of a constantly evolving humanity in which the weak and the marginalised are valued and loved. I'm Linda Bordoni.